This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Governors, there's the other part of that. Blame Biden for the border chaos. They take a tour with the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. Meanwhile, on the Hill, federally speaking, it looks like Mitch McConnell offers a short-term extension of the debt ceiling. Did he blink? What happened there? Plus, Biden's approval hits a new low in the latest Quinnipiac poll. We'll tell you what that low is. And in Los Angeles, they're requiring proof of vaccination for most indoor public venues. Perfect, as I am heading to California with the show for a couple of days. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for tuning in. Coming up at the tail end of the show, don't forget we have Nail the Score. You could win some fabulous prizes, and if nothing else, bragging rights. It is very simple. I don't care if you like football or not. You're just guessing. I pick a game of the week. You say who you think's going to win and what the final score is going to be. It does not get much easier than that. I mean, listen, when I was a kid, we used to throw dimes on hundreds of numbers as a wheel spun around, hoping that we would win a little cheesy keychain. Well, you're going to get more than a keychain if you win. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. Plus, you may have some fun along the way. It's something that we've been doing for a long time. If you are listening again to me live at the tail end of this hour, you can also wager a guess by sending it to me through the miracle of the internet, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and just tell me who you think is going to win once I tell you who the game of the week is in the NFL and what you think the final score is going to be. It's that easy. But keep these numbers handy, 855-266-5283. 855-266-Kate. Like I said, so easy, and you'll do much better than I did pitching dimes on the boardwalk when I was 7, but I thought it was very, very cool. It's more than dimes that we're talking about when we talk about the debt ceiling. Well, Democrats and Republicans have been locked in this crazy stalemate over how to raise the debt limit ahead of this deadline, supposedly on the 18th, but there's a big development on Hump Day. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell floated two potential options to avert a default. This is a shift, and it opens the door a crack anyway to maybe move forward with this impasse. Will it be enough to end the deadlock? Whether a deal can be reached between the two parties, that still is a big question mark, but it may happen. McConnell said that Republicans have already made it clear they would assist in it being a part of the process known as reconciliation, which would allow Democrats to raise the debt limit without Republican votes. Democrats have been opposed to that idea, say it's too time-consuming and pretty risky. McConnell said Republicans will also allow Democrats to use normal procedures to pass an emergency debt limit extension at a fixed dollar amount to cover current spending levels into December. So McConnell walked out of the Capitol a little bit late on Wednesday night. Talks are still going on to finalize language on a measure to extend that debt ceiling for 2 months. They're doing that thing where you shovel the papers back and forth. They call it trading papers, and that's what they're doing. So they've reached that point. It may happen. Even the senator from Michigan said that she's a member of the Democratic leadership, said that the proposal for McConnell is still being drafted into legislative language. So they have to have the language. There's an idea, there's a conversation, but it's got to be in paper, right? It's got to be in writing. We've heard that our whole lives. It has to be in writing. So I think that there's a good chance that for the first time ever, it looked like we could go into default, not pay the bills, it may be a save. But then we start the clock all over again and we watch to see what happens once we get into December. So now we're talking about kind of the same thing where we're playing the same tune over and over and over again, right? Absolutely. All right, I got a phone call today, somebody wanting to know more information about something that had happened not too far from where our satellite office is, you know, our studio. So four were injured in a shooting at Timberview High School in Arlington, Texas. Here we go again with a school shooting. So nobody died. Four people were injured. The suspected gunman, Timothy Simpkins, was an 18-year-old student. He turned himself in, and he was in police custody by Wednesday afternoon after running from the scene. So he's in jail, booked on three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. It happened on the second floor of this high school in Arlington, which is the home of the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Rangers. They're known for that, and Six Flags. It's a very big area, about 30 minutes maybe outside of Dallas. There were calls that started to come in that there was a shooting about 9:15 in the morning. More than three, four, or five shots were fired, and at least two people had been injured when that first call was made. There was a third person who was grazed by a bullet, and they were released from the hospital from what I'm told. And there was a fourth person who was hurt but didn't have to be hospitalized. One of the injured was an older person that was a teacher. And then, of course, because there's chaos and people start running and that kind of thing, there was a pregnant woman who fell during the incident and got medical treatment but didn't have to go to the hospital. So that's the good news there. But it's not good news when you have a student that has a gun, goes into the building, and then you have lockdown and you have text and you have hysterical parents and you have kids that are ducking, hiding, doing everything that they've learned since they were 7 or 8 years old, because they've been taught that in the school system. What do you do when you get that alarm? And that was it. So more investigations are going on as to what happened. I mean, it's just the latest shooting in a very bizarre start to the school year. Very strange. Several schools finally back in person after more than a year of remote learning have had to lock down in recent weeks because of shootings. Which causes panic with students, staff, and, of course, parents who then are racing to get to a school worried, is it their kid? Did they get hit? What do they know? They're listening to everything they can. So just a sad, sad tale there. And apparently the 18-year-old Simpkins apologized for what happened, what drove him to do that. That's remains to be seen. There's more conversation and more investigating going on as to what is the motive. That's what we always want to know, right? What was the motive? All right, so we've covered debt ceiling, right, sort of. We'll see if McConnell's trial balloons work and they actually get language on this. And then we've got the numbers when it comes to the president and this latest poll. His numbers have dipped considerably. And so much of that, I think, still is the leftovers of Afghanistan. Those numbers coming up next.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage, given recent headlines, and seems likely, and at any moment? That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door, no membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/snap.
So much of what we've seen, and I think so much of that has to do with being on the verge, the edge, feeling trapped or isolated, and everything that has happened in the last 18, 19 months since the pandemic. And speaking of that, all things COVID, there's a lot of kookiness happening, and I'm going to dive into that too here during this segment. So Joe Biden, as the president, and any president, this is the whole thing. It's like taking your temperature. The people around the president want another term. It's all about getting reelected. The Quinnipiac University poll was released on Wednesday, and Biden's approval rating dropped 38%. That's down from, it's 38%. Not dropped down 38%, has dropped to 38%. So it's down from 42% 3 weeks ago, from what was a high of 50% in mid-February. But he would have just really been in office at the beginning of his term, if you think of being sworn in and all of that. He really got hammered on trust and questioned on leadership and challenged on competency when it came to the questions. And this is a small sampling, of course, but it is representative often of what's going on and what people think in a certain demographic, definitely. And I've watched this poll through Republican and Democratic presidents, and it usually ebbs and flows with what's happening, of course, in the country. Duh, especially with the economy. So The poll has that all-time low approval rating, and there's been an analysis of various polls by 538 that shows it's just about 44%. So that's 6 points higher than the Quinnipiac poll. But it's, you know, they're all in that relative area. So, of course, Biden is popular with Democrats. 80% approve of the job he's doing. His approval rating among Republicans and independents has cratered. 32% of independents approve of Biden's job as president. His approval rating among Republicans is, you ready for this? 4%. I mean, are you surprised? Of course you're not surprised. And a lot of this still is the anger over the Afghanistan withdrawal. Only 28%, period, across the board, said the withdrawal was the right move. Other negatives: his handling of the military, taxes, foreign policy, immigration, and the Mexican border. So low points on some of those points, handling of the COVID-19 pandemic and the economy. The White House has ramped up pressure on Americans to get vaccinated, but about 20% of the people who responded said they don't plan to get a vaccine. So then that also shows you where that's coming from. And it makes sense when you look at the demographics across the board. And that's what you get, and it's not shocking to me. And we'll see where that ebb and flows continues to roll. All right, at the border, I want to make sure that I get this in before we jump to COVID. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, 9 Republican governors went to the border. They blamed Biden for the humanitarian crisis and the chaos. And, of course, that has been cleared up as far as the Haitians and the bridge. That took a week and a half. I think it was amazing what the Border Patrol did, honestly, and the so many other law enforcement that came there, because it was shocking and horrible to see what was going on. And immediately a lot of people jumped in to help and cleared the area, whether it was flights back to Haiti or dispersing people into different facilities, all of that. So Abbott used the event to draw some media down there from around the country. And of course, this was in South Texas, and it was in Mission, Texas. And the two-term Texas governor, as well as many of the others, linked the increased number of border crossings that have captured a lot of television, radio coverage, headlines. We've been talking about it. Other people have talked about it for several months, to an increase in fentanyl overdose deaths across the nation. That's what he's saying. He's saying that a lot of that opioid narcotic is smuggled across the southern border, finds its ways into our cities and towns in virtually every state. And as he has done at a lot of other news conferences along the border and in cities across Texas, he is definitely an immigration hardliner, because we're getting into an election cycle, you know, 2022 election cycle. He's got definite challengers for his seat, and Republican challengers and others that want to boot Abbott and get in that position, including Beto O'Rourke, who's very popular. And there are a lot of Democrats who are pinning their hopes to O'Rourke, who's getting a lot of help. And we'll see where all of this goes. And it's interesting, because there was 11 Humvees, 2 5-ton Army trucks, and Army UH-60 black helicopters were behind the speaker's lectern where all the governors were that were there. And the National Guard was deployed to South Texas. And so it looked like almost like a military event that was happening. The Arizona governor was there, Doug Ducey, among others, Kim Reynolds from Iowa, for example, Pete Ricketts from Nebraska, Mike DeWine from Ohio, Kevin Stitt from Oklahoma, Mark Gordon from Wyoming, Brian Kemp from Georgia. So you get the idea. Brad Little, rather, from Idaho. And he's saying if Republican governors want to make a statement about the border, they call on their Republican members of Congress to join President Biden and Democrats in working to rebuild and improve our immigration system instead of flying thousands of miles for a stunt designed to further their own political aspirations. Ooh, that's what the DNC shot back. The governor said that they've got solutions, and it involves reinstating now discarded Trump policies, including resuming construction of the border wall. So here's our question. The wall, thumbs up or thumbs down in our unofficial poll? What do you say? Email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, and we'll give you the results next week. How about that? I mean, no doubt that it's a hot potato, what happens at the border. I've said this before, ever since I started my career and I stepped foot out of college and I was in news and I got a job in El Paso, Texas. That was the conversation, the border, the border, the border, the problems, the crossings. And then it was a lot smaller than what we're seeing now, but still people were on edge about what was happening. And a few things would happen here and there, but there was never any great piece of legislation that did something to make the situation much more humane, make it better on all sides of this thing. That never, ever, ever, ever happened. And trust me, I covered it for probably a good chunk of my career, probably half of my career. So, you know, there you go. All right, COVID, a couple of quick things. A fourth woman died from the J&J COVID vaccine. Of the 15 million, however, given nationwide, but when that happens, it gives people pause and they don't like it. So, of course, they have to announce it, and they did, they being the public health officials in King County, and talked about that she died of a rare blood clotting condition. She was vaccinated in August, died on September 7th. The CDC confirmed her cause of death was that TTS, that syndrome that affects women 18 to 49, and they say it really is a rarity, but again, when that happens, the blood clots, the panic sets in because she didn't have, from what I understand, any underlying conditions. Kaiser put 2,000 plus employees on unpaid leave. They said, like many other healthcare companies, hospitals, etc., that enough is enough. And Kaiser Permanente said, you're on unpaid administrative leave because you didn't meet a COVID-19 vaccination deadline. They announced that they were going to do this. They would be required. They announced it back on August 2nd. So that mandate, when it was announced, 78% of the workforce in Colorado was vaccinated as of October 4th. They say it's now 98%. But out of Denver, there still were some that weren't. So they are on unpaid administrative leave. All right, much more coming your way. We're hopping into the mailbag next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Treasury Chief Janet Yellen says all the talk about raising the debt ceiling, it's just what she calls
a housekeeping chore.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Yellen says since 1960, Congress has raised or suspended the debt ceiling more than 80 times. So she says when it becomes an issue every time,
we should be debating the government's fiscal policy.
No significant damage reported after a magnitude 6.2 earthquake strikes off the southern tip of Hawaii's Big Island just before noon local time on Sunday. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of utility customers in Northern California could lose power starting Monday because of expected high winds that raise the risk of fire danger, a weather system expected to stick around through Tuesday, adding those gusty winds to the already dry conditions. And this is USA Radio News. Facebook Vice President Nick Clegg says the company is doing research to make their products better for the mental health of teenagers, but they can't change how humans think. Though he said on CNN's State of the Union, the company is working on multiple things that would make Facebook and Instagram, which it also owns, better places for teenagers and their mental health. Addressing the January 6th Capitol riots, Clegg insisted those who broke the law are to blame and not Facebook's algorithm, which some say amplified the message. Meanwhile, on the same program, CNN State of the Union, Senator Amy Klobuchar said there are new laws needed to regulate the social media industry, and she suggested things would be better if Facebook was broken up.
They bought Instagram. We'll never know what Instagram, what innovations could have been developed to help kids because they bought it.
This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elite have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's dig in the mail,
man. Dig in the mail, man.
To dig very far, though. I'll tell you what, pretty interesting. This just wrapping up. How about the Dodgers and the Cardinals? It was a 1-1 game all the way through this, and then L.A. prevails 3-1, the final score, putting up a 2 spot in the bottom of the 9th inning in front of the home crowd in this nationally wild card game, so you can bet they went crazy in Los Angeles. Because remember, San Francisco won the NL West, so LA was left just like St. Louis, because the Brew Crew won the National League Central. They were left to tangle with each other for the rights to be in the playoffs. So how about that? The Dodgers, who last year won the World Series, now have to eke into the playoffs, but once you're in, baby, you're in. And Chris Taylor,
was the guy who has become so valuable to the Dodgers, who banged a homer 420 feet. And so that was an epic win. I thought I would get that out of my system as I was watching it at the corner of my eyes. We took a break before we went to the mailbag. So let's dive into the mailbag. Nobody was asking me about the Dodgers or St. Louis this time around. In fact, we had somebody in Los Angeles ask a question, and it was Greg, but he was asking about what was going on with the oil spill and what did I think of the crazy timeline of the oil spill. Well, I think what was bad, if you're asking me, is that it happened on Friday and you had surfers showing up on Saturday morning, that a couple of them stick their hand in the water and oil comes up, and oil on the board and oil on their wetsuit, because the beach wasn't shut down. There was no signs by that point. You know, you've got over 100,000 gallons of crude that are eking into the Southern California coastline, and of course it's being cleaned up and they're doing everything they can, because now we're almost a week into it. It took, I guess, more than 12 hours for them to recognize the extent of what the problem was. So those beaches weren't shut down quickly, and the habitats on the coastlines, you know, the animals, people who, especially, I think of Huntington Beach and even Newport Beach, and then you get closer to Long Beach as well, and it's kind of the same thing. And listen, it looks like it was a gash from an anchor that smacked into it, and it was a 13-inch gas in the pipeline, which was a little under 5 miles offshore. In fact, you could see it. You know, you stand on the edge of the pier, you got some binocs, you can kind of see that road out there to that to the offshore drilling platform. And you know, it's always a question of what did they know, what didn't they know, you know, that kind of thing. And this pipeline, which is about 17 plus miles, it's been on that coastline since 1980. It's probably more than you wanted to know, but it's been there, and it's operated by Amplify Energy. And I guess every other year the company tests the thickness and the integrity of the pipe, and they never saw that there was any kind of degradation at all of the pipeline. So now there's questions about, it was due for another inspection at the end of the month. So now there's questions about, was there some boat? Was there some pulling? It looked like it was pulled like a bow that went by that pipeline. Is that what happened? And they're still looking into it. But in the meantime, it's about contaminating the oil off of Huntington Beach. All right, let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Anne. Hi, Kate. I look at what is happening with COVID, and I have to tell you, you know, it's interesting. You talk about mask on or off, or vaccinated or not vaccinated, and I'm so surprised, maybe I shouldn't be, at how much this has torn apart my girlfriends and some of their families and some of the relationships a bunch of us have, because of the people who are vaccinated just freaked out by the people who won't get vaccinated, and then some of the things that have happened with a few of us getting COVID. And I think when you get COVID and you spread that to friends, all bets are off. Yeah, meaning we were social distancing and then we weren't. And then this is what happened, right? But then there are other cases. It's just so elusive. There are other cases. I just was having this conversation with someone about college football and how jammed the stadiums are. And there's not, they haven't so far become a spreading event. You know, there's that concern of spreading. So you can't tell me all those college kids are vaccinated. There are some campuses that won't allow kids into events or back on the physical campus without being vaccinated, but it's not the majority of them, that's for sure. All right, let's move to another one. This comes to us from Mac Attack. Kate, I am so sick of the shenanigans on the Hill. There is no great adjective to describe what we constantly live through. And then the people who are career politicians wonder why when somebody comes along and they're not a politician and they haven't done that their whole life, that many people lean in that direction, whether they should or not, because we want something new instead of the same old sidestep over some of the major issues that have been going on for decades that we get. I understand it's like a puzzle, or you say a Rubik's Cube, in trying to put it together. But at some point, don't you just have to give up? I won't even tell you how fast that I am with a Rubik's Cube. Not in solving it and giving up. Like, no, okay, I'm done. Somebody hands me a Rubik's Cube, I start to mess with it, and then that's it. That's why I say, listen, you want a hand in government, you want to say in what's going on, you do have a voice. And that's why voting is so important. That's why start on the local level. Are you paying attention to what's going on with your city council? What's going on with your school board? What's happening in your area locally and statewide, and who your representatives are and how they're voting? Half the time people don't know how their representatives are voting. It's easy to find that information out. And if you don't know who your reps are, no biggie. I get it. Send me an email and I'll tell you who it is. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Lean on them. Pay attention. Know how they're voting. Invest a little time in it, and maybe you'll be more satisfied, maybe, with the results or in getting somebody you can back to run. How about that? I do believe there are some people that go to Congress with good intentions, and then eventually the well gets poisoned and they see how it is. That's no excuse. I've heard that from people who've worked for lots of presidents, let's say, on both sides of the aisle, that so many come in with an idea and a map and excited and want to make this change, and then they realize, oh, it's not quite that easy, but it's not about ease. It's that you have to have the players in place. So we keep doing the same things. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rose says, Kate, what's going on with gas prices? Maybe a couple of months ago, felt like, wow, I can't believe the price of gas is as cheap as it is. And now suddenly it has shot up. Yeah, the average price, and of course oil's gone up, you just look at crude oil, $3.20. We haven't seen that. I'm glad you brought that up. We haven't seen that since 2014. That's what the American Automobile Association says anyway. Because once I got the email from Rose, I quickly looked that up. And so think about that. I was reading the way that you kind of, you know, the way you can kind of think of it in terms of the average price at the pump to fill a typical car is costing someone about $13 more than a year ago, or about the price of a pizza. Unless you get a deal. You can get pizzas by me, like two for $5. I'm serious. You can, like on certain nights, but you have to know what those nights are. And once they're gone, by the way. So, yes, average prices for unleaded gas have a way to go to hit the record high, which was, of course, when we really got whacked in all directions in 2008, when it was $4.11. Well, here's what's happening. There's a demand for oil. So the high price of crude oil is what's causing it. It has to be. And that's uncertainty, that's supply chain problems, huge concerns over that because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that's probably what's keeping crude oil prices so elevated, right? But OPEC is ramping up production, it looks like, much faster than originally they thought they were going to do. So that should ease some of that. And then when you start to pull up at the pump, you'll notice it should go in the opposite direction. So you should feel it easing off a bit. Always good when it eases off, right? Yes, of course. Remember, 24/7, you can flip me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Coming up next, it is time for Nail the Score, 855-266-5283. See you on the flip side. Do you feel like like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, yes, it is time to nail the score. Boy, I am rooting for everybody. I am. I really want one or two people, or who knows how many people, to nail the score. And you never know. I mean, seriously. It is a game. It's a game of chance, but it's a game that you don't have to spend a dime on. You just have to pay attention and weigh in. And it's easy to weigh in. All you have to do is jam on the phone line or send me an email, but only during this segment because it wouldn't be fair to everybody else. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I know we always get at least four or five emails, so Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. What is the game of the week this time around? Boy, I just can't believe we're at, all of a sudden, week five in the NFL. And when I look at the landscape of week five, I mean, there's definitely some teams where they are in such a big, big, bad hole. I don't see it. I don't know what's going to happen. Cardinals and the 49ers. We've got a fabulous bunch of people listening to us in Arizona. They're big Cards fans. Woohoo! all of the people listening on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. Well, maybe not all of them are Cards fans, but a lot, because you always email me your thoughts about what happened or what went well. I think a lot's going well. Arizona is 4-0. They're at home. They're favored by 5.5. The over-under for this one, 50 is the total, the points anyway. So 49ers. It's a mystery with the 49ers what's happened with that team. And looking like world beaters at one point, and then it's much different what's happened, and there's been some injuries, and that's made a big difference, I think, for the 49ers. They beat up on the Lions and then the Eagles, and then they lost to the Packers in a close one, and they lost to the Seahawks, but that was pretty close, too. So it was a handful of points against the Packers, and it was a touchdown against the Seahawks. This game really, really could be a wonderful game. So that is the game of the week. But you don't have to analyze it. It doesn't matter. San Francisco, is it San Francisco or is it Arizona? Who wins this? Who wins this game? And what is the final score? What is the final score? All right, Pete in Texas, you get a stab at this first. Hey, Pete.
28-24, Cardinals.
I have spoken. I love that. I have spoken. All right, duly noted, locked and loaded, 28-24. I like that because that really goes to what I was saying about some of the games with the 49ers, that it could be that kind of game where you're talking about a handful of points. I love it. Pete always comes on no matter what. For years he's been coming on. And by the way, if you're emailing me and you can call in, don't be shy. Give us a call one of these times if you can. So 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, Nathan loves these games of chance, so let's pick on Nathan. Nathan, what do you think happens?
I'm definitely a fresh here. Tie me in. What do we got?
We got the 49ers.
Okay.
Or the Cardinals.
Okay. Let's do the 49ers. 28-27.
I like it. 28-27, 49ers.
To go back through these scores, they would just be biters, just nail biting.
And it could be that. You know, like, scores are like that, where they're either super crazy low and it's one point, and you figure it out. You're like, how did that happen? But that's the way things are now. Oops. I mean, right? It could be that. Yeah. 28-27. I'm just so hard-pressed to go against the Cardinals. It's been fun to watch them. And, you know, I look at last week against the Rams, easy peasy, the Jags, the Vikings. That was a close game, and there was a one-point game. They beat Minnesota 34-33. The Titans had an easy time with the Titans starting things off. This is a good test game for them, too. And this is at home. And then they're on the road against the Browns. So I'm going to say, yeah, that this is the Arizona Cardinals to take. And it probably is a nail biter. So my guess is, I think also just like, the guys, I'm going to say it's the Cards 27-24. You remember, Pete had 28-24. That'll probably be some really crazy lopsided 38-14 or some like unbelievable score. Who knows? There were certainly other games we could have fiddled with if the Giants were better. They did pick up their first win last week. And the Cowboys are hosting the Giants. I think the Cowboys roll to 4-1, though. They're favored by a touchdown. If I were a betting person, I would not bet on the Giants. And I would, even with a touchdown, I would go with the Cowboys. And You know, you look at the Bills, they're taking on the Chiefs. And who are the Chiefs? What's their identity? Kansas City's only favored by 2.5 points in that game. And how about the Ravens? There's a lot to get excited about with the Ravens. They're 3-1. They're favored by a touchdown, too, in this one against the Colts. And I think they are the right side of the ball there. And I almost looked at that game, but I think the game that we picked, the game that I picked, is the game of the week. It's definitely not the Jets and the Falcons. Although the Jets picked up their first win, too. So no goose egg for them this season. Now, I could have gone with, but we've already had the Packers and Bengals. We've had the Bengals, too. So the Packers and the Bengals are both 3-1, and that one is an earlier game. It kicks at 1 o'clock Eastern in Cincinnati. That's going to be a fun game to watch. But Green Bay is only favored by 3 points, but I still like the choice of seeing what happens with the Cardinals and the 49ers. A couple of quick things here while we're looking at football. And by the way, if you email us, absolutely don't worry, because that's what happens. It's usually when I sign off and I can see what time somebody's sent me an email, I'll get 3, 4, most I've ever gotten is 5, but I'll get guesses in this short amount of time as to who wins and what the score is. So you're picking up on that. And I'm thinking maybe some of you are even working, but Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, if you want to do that, because I certainly will not exclude you. All right, so while we're on this nail the score thing, how about this? NFL TV viewership shot up 17% from last season. So the NFL and network executives expect ratings to increase, but the rate for the first 4 weeks has really taken people by surprise. Games are averaging 17.3 million viewers on TV and digital. And again, that's a 17% increase over last season, 3% compared to 2 years ago. Can they keep maintaining that growth? I mean, last season was played where you're talking about mostly empty stadiums, and viewing habits changed, right? And then you think of the start of the season and the shows and the things that are on. But, you know, you had the Tom Brady reunion with Belichick, Tampa Bay, Buccaneers, and the Patriots. And, you know, that was the biggest draw, 26.7 million viewers. How about that? And then the second was the season opener against Dallas, 24.8. Yeah, but the Bucks-Patriots game was NBC's second most watched matchup since they started airing the Sunday Night Football package in 2006. The league is just really fired up right now, and I think maybe gambling has something to do with that as well. All right, good luck to everybody. Don't worry if you emailed me. I will include you, absolutely. We'll see if anybody nails the score. Thanks for joining us. Make it count, everybody.
I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.